Seattle Public Schools affirms all identities, and it's our job to educate students about like all identities and to not silence certain voices, because that's actually part of the larger societal problem. My work in schools has been focused on trying to find curricular material that reflects different types of family structures. So, I mean, that's like my own personal, like there's the sort of my own agenda there in a way, but also, just this idea that books are, especially like with children's books and just literature, right? You know, this idea that books can be mirrors and they can be windows. And this is kind of a way in for kids to see, like, you know, people are different from each other. And when you learn about that, it helps you know more who you are too. And so, so finding books with that, I think both like educate students about like what are different aspects of, you know, LGBTQ identities or different aspects of like families and what they can look like, but also where it's maybe those characters aren't like the central part of the story as well. I think both of those things are really important for kids to see and to be exposed to. My dream is really to figure out how at the elementary level to have like an affinity space for kids who are questioning or kids who already know that they're queer or that they're, you know, gay or whatever identity they feel like they already know about themselves that's in the LGBTQ world. But not quite sure yet. I'd like to sort of see what's out there and figure out how to model that at our school. I really just feel very passionately about continuing to support the work of affirming and lifting up queer and trans youth in our communities. And they're, you know, they're, because our research and data shows that these are the students that are the most marginalized, you know, along with, you know, other identities, you know. I don't want that work to end. I'm really happy that this is happening and that we can continue on from here.